Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
You guys, I have some homework for you.
What?
I finally I get to give you guys homework instead of the other way around.
What's our homework?
You guys have to watch Hocus Pocus 2. It's on Disney Plus, just came out.
I have to go buy
Disney expecting
Plus?
An essay.
I'm going to tell you a little secret. Okay. I've never seen Hocus Pocus 1, and I do not care if that affects the way people
it's
look
a
at
classic.
Me. I don't care if it's a classic. It's trash.
Haven't seen it, so therefore you can't say it's trash.
I don't like Bette Midler.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't like Horseface.
Again, fair. It's still a good movie.
Everybody's like, oh my God, now that Sex and the City is back, it's so good. I'm like, nope. If Kim Cattrall had come back and Horseface had been out, I might have watched
it. Can we call her Sarah?
No, I'm going to call her Horseface. Here's the weird thing. How'd you know who I was talking about?
That's good point. Yeah.
I mean, if she doesn't have a horse face.
But we have to change the narrative.
No, I don't have to change the narrative. She's got a horse face. Yes.
So we're not watching her.
I don't know.
No, you are.
If Sarah Jessica Parker and John Elway had a child, it would absolutely win at least one of the Triple Crown races.
David Horace.
It might be. Probably win the Belmont. I don't know if it win.
Not
the
all
Derby.
Couple, not all the legs, but at least a couple.
I don't know if it's a mutter or not, Steve. We're probably getting sued for all of this.
You might be, yeah.
I love how you guys just cut ties. Like we're all on the same team here.
Yeah.
Okay, so why would we watch it? Have to watch the first one to understand, to get a perspective?
And what questions weren't answered in the first one that required another question?
I haven't seen it yet. So
can I just take a quick aside? Are you claiming that you haven't seen it?
What was it about? Who's it? I don't even know what it is.
Dude, don't stop it.
What?
You know you've seen it.
Hocus Pocus.
Oh my God.
Magic or what it was?
It's clearly like Halloween-y, but it's all your favorite people. It's Bette Midler. It's Horseface.
It's all my favorite.
It's Bette Midler, Horseface, and Kathy Najimy.
Which one's Kathy Najimy?
Pretend some more, dude. Sister Act.
Oh.
And Sister Act 2, what questions were answered?
Okay, so that one, yeah, that sequel's okay, but this one isn't?
No, none of them are okay. And the fact that Steve is over here going, what questions weren't answered, ask him some questions about Pitch Perfect 2 and 3, because he's watched all of those.
3?
There is a 3, I think.
There is.
And you sounded hopeful there. He's telling me there's a third one.
Is there a third one, and is it good?
Yes, and
what,
no.
What questions weren't answered in 2 that we needed 3?
I just think, I don't know.
Is it the same cast as Hocus Pocus?
I think so. Okay. I think, yeah.
And what was the gist? What was going on?
It's the three Salem witches. They get killed because they're witches. But then on Halloween, this virgin lights the candle and therefore they come back and then they have to send them back. They have to kill them again.
Okay.
So is it a comedy?
It's kind of, yeah. It's not scary at all.
Okay.
What's the one... So there's a whole host of there was at that time everybody got into witches dark stupid stuff. Was there one
Halloween Town?
Yeah, I'm a Halloween Town.
I don't
camp.
Know what
it's
that
kinda
is.
It's kind of like NSYNC, Backstreet Boys. There's Halloween Town, Hocus Pocus.
I swear I am not Coke trying
that
to
one,
like
no,
be
that
weird.
One's okay. I understand why you want to.
I have
it.
Never heard of it before this moment.
There's what? Three of them.
Yeah. All
what
very
questions
good.
Were answered in the first two?
Actually, lots.
They literally changed the cast midway.
Yeah, that is true.
Is it animated?
Is it animated?
No.
No. No.
So the mom of, what is her name? Princess Leia. She's in it. She's the main, she's the older lady in it.
Debbie Reynolds?
Yeah.
Debbie Reynolds.
For real?
Yeah.
Who's famous in it?
Her.
Well, I mean, famous now in it. Is it somebody?
I don't know. There was a girl. The lead was a famous Disney girl from the early 90s, but I don't remember her name.
Same.
But that one, they're actually witches, but they live in the real world. But on Halloween, they can go to Halloween Town, which is this other universe. It's Halloween every day.
Oh my God, are we moving the needle right now? Are people lunging for their remotes going, I'm going to watch Halloween Town tonight? I was referring to the one, am I misremembering this? Is there one with, who's the guy in The Shining?
Oh, Nicholson.
Yes, Jack.
Yeah.
And like Cher or somebody?
Yes, what? He was the devil.
There's something like
they
that.
They came out at the same time. I get those confused,
I don't know if it's a werewolf thing or something.
He's like Satan.
The Witches of Eastwick?
Yeah, that's it.
That was in 87. We're talking about the early 2000s.
I don't care. It's still Halloween. When was Hocus Pocus? That was in the 80s.
90s.
93. No.
87, 93. It's the same story.
Get with the times.
All right, so we're all going to go home and pick one of these three movies.
What, Hocus Pocus 2?
I think you and I would have to start at one, because I don't want to get all confused on what Horseface is saying. So we either have to watch, everyone has to watch a Hocus Pocus. The Witches of Eastwick.
I call Halloween Town.
You have to watch one.
I was already going to do it anyways.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.